Jerry Bader Show, 1023. Just joining us at an interview with Senator Ron Johnson a few moments ago. They covered a number of issues. And I want to use that where we talked about, of course, the latest ceasefire crumbling in Gaza and how Israel is being treated by the West and the free world in general. I'll just read from USA Today, their story this morning. Israel's military resumed its operations in Gaza Friday as a fragile truce between Israel and Hamas collapsed, with both sides accusing the other of breaching a planned 72-hour agreement. It also emerged that Israeli forces suspect one of its soldiers may have been captured. It was not immediately clear what triggered the ceasefire to collapse, but Gaza, now listen to this, and this is the type of thing you won't notice. Gazan Health Ministry official Ashraf El-Khidra said at least 35 Palestinians were killed and 200 wounded as a result of Israeli shelling on Friday. The deaths and injuries came only a few hours after the ceasefire formally began. Hamas is a terrorist group, and we just take their PR flack's word that they're telling the truth on casualties. We just accept that. Israel's military said the shelling was in response to rocket fire from Hamas militants. It also said there were fears that a missing Israeli soldier may have been taken by Gaza militants. The ceasefire for humanitarian purposes was due to last 3 days. At least four short humanitarian ceasefires have been announced since the conflict began, and all have been broken within a few hours. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister. Once again, Hamas and the terror organizations in Gaza have blatantly broken the ceasefire to which they committed. More than 1,450 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed since the conflict began on July, mostly civilians. All right, this is all you hear about. And again, we take these numbers for granted and as that they are accurate. And as Senator Johnson pointed out, look at Syria. But there's all this moral outrage, and again, deaths are deaths, and I agree with Senator Johnson on that. Hamas is a terrorist organization who does not recognize Israel's right to exist. And yet, there is this moral equivocating, as Johnson said, from Europe and even our own White House, but the media. But there's something missing here. And by the way, I'm not the first to point this out, but I think it does need to be pointed out. There's outrage missing here. I can be outraged the way a loyal ally such as Israel spat upon by the free world, the Obama administration, and just about everybody else. But who's not outraged? Who is conspicuous by their silence? Jason, do you know it's very easy? Who is conspicuous by their silence in they should be outraged in the way Israel is being put on a moral equivalency with a terrorist organization? Well, President Obama, yeah, but he's what people should be outraged at because he's basically doing moral equivocating. Where the hell is the Jewish American community? Where is the Jewish American community in just saying absolute outrage? Why, where are they? Again, I'm not the first to point this out, but it's amazing. Where the hell are they? Why don't they express outrage at the way the media, what I just read, is comparing Jews to Hamas? Well, it's, and in fact, USA Today has an opinion piece today which squarely blames Israel. It's another view. It's not theirs, but I mean, they published a piece that blames Israel for all of this. This is anti-Semitism. It's anti-Semitism from the White House, from John Kerry, from the media. So why isn't the Jewish American community outraged at the way Israel is being treated? Here's my theory. Now, I heard someone say it's because they don't want to go against the lefties. Well, that's true. But more precisely than that, liberalism has become more of a religion for them than Judaism. They will betray Judaism before they will betray liberalism. Think of the things where they immediately shout anti-Semitism. When a conservative voice says anything that they think is even remotely disrespectful to the Jewish community, they're outraged. Jews in Israel have been targeted for extermination by Hamas. Hamas does not recognize their right to exist. And the media, in many cases at best, sees it as a level playing field or blames Israel. I said this years ago, it's truer than it's ever been. Any Jewish American person who votes Democrat is an idiot. They're just an idiot. And they're living in the past. They don't understand which side is truly anti-Semitic these days. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.